Welcome to CRS Radio. This is Skies Back with your host, Freddie Campbell. This afternoon, we are starting a little late, but we are going to make up for it. I know all of you must know Don Drummond, but you didn't know that he played mentor as well. But here's a little thing called Green Island by Don Drummond. The master himself, Don Drummond, playing mentor music. Now, we're going to also show you artists that were in the ska era that did pay their tribute to mentor. Here is Toots Centimeters, and he's doing a song that is really mental, made famous by Lord Flea, and this is his cover version of it. Let's give a listen. Centimeters doing a calypso song, but doing it as a reggae, ska. There was some other music happening at the time when ska was coming alive. The bands were still doing ballads and other type of tunes. And so I would like to demonstrate that now by playing you Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. I don't know if any of you remember Jimmy James. They went to England, the Vagabonds, and they did very well in England. But here's a tune from then, which is not reggae, not ska. It's just to show you the variety of music that was in Jamaica at the time. Here comes Jimmy. Go ahead, Jimmy. It's your time.
Quietly, oh baby, then whisper.
shout out to Stephanie from FEMA. Yes, she called in earlier, and we'd love to hear from her again. That was Jimmy James from the Vagabonds doing a little ballad thing, you know, just showing a variety of music in Jamaica at the time. And then Ska Jams, their latest Sublime Dream. Now I'd like to take a roll on to Jimmy Cliff, who did a couple early ska tunes, and then he did the famous movie, The Harder They Come, and all of that. But here is a ska tune that he did early, and I love it.
Mama, look up the mountain. Papa, look up the sea. Mama, look up the mountain. Papa, look up the sky. I'm going up there. I'm going up there. Who's coming with me? You know, faith can move mountains. Honey, if you try.
Now we have someone very special calling in, and we'd like to give her a shout out to Dr. Ev. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Freddy. I'm listening. It's giving me way back. What a wonderful political songs you have there.
Okay. Thanks for that. I want to let the audience know that Dr. Ev is my mentor. I am just coming into this business, and she's guiding me along beautifully. And I want to thank her so much. I want to thank her for the opportunity.
I don't think that, I mean, you're the veteran. I mean, I'm guided by you. I just say just a little bit of the background thing. Just really enjoying the history that you're giving us. A lot of these, I mean, just fantastic history. I had no clue.
Well, I take it for granted because I grew up. This is how I grew up. This was my life, and I have. You know, I didn't take all of this seriously, so I didn't have no pictures. We didn't have cell phones that could take pictures in those days. We didn't even have cell phones. So there was no picture taking. There was no records being kept in any form or fashion, just my memory. And my memory is not too good these days. It's catching up with you. And so...
I'm sure the music brings all of the memories once you start hearing them.
Yes, that's it. Once I hear it, I said to myself, wait a minute, where was I when that was being played? You know, oh, I was in the studio. I was part of that music. I can't remember. I was in the studio so much that I have totally forgotten all the words that I played on. But it's good, you know. There are guys before me like Drum Bigger. There are guys, so many after me since that, no. And they're all good musicians, let me tell you. Jamaica's produced really, really good musicians. And you don't get the credit for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, when I listen to your show and the history that you bring to the show, it kind of reminds us for those who had forgotten, and also you're teaching us as well. Those who didn't know, you're definitely bringing it to life because a lot of us, we dance to some of these music, but we never give credit to the creators, and I really love your show for that.
Thanks a lot. Thanks so much. That means a lot to me. But if you hold a second, I'd like to play another little tune that I love personally. It's by Roland Alfonso. This was not with the Scatolites. He was famous for being with the Scatolites, but he was recording even before that. And this is another, you talk about history. This was before ska. This was a shuffle that was brought to us from New Orleans. That type of music, American sort of jazz tune. So here is Roland Alfonso.
Thank you.
That was Roland Alfonso. Now we are going to do some singers. This young man is responsible for a lot of hits from other artists. He was a prolific writer of songs. But he did a few of his own. So I'd like to introduce you to Bob Andy. Very famous musician, a writer, and a lot of the big stars have songs that they have to credit to Bob Andy. So let's give a listen to the master himself. CRS Radio, and this is the show Sky is Back with your host, Fred Campbell. Now we have on the line also Dr. Evis Gill Holding. So, are you there, Dr. Ev?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know about Bob Andy. I mean, he wrote so much music, but other singers recorded it. So there's lots of songs out there with Bob Andy's name on it.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I had the opportunity to do an interview with him some years ago, and I really did not know that he was such a prolific writer.
Oh, yes, definitely. And he wrote some really good songs. So that everybody wanted him to write something for them. So wow. It was almost a guaranteed hit. Yeah. So we're moving on now, and we're going to play a someone that I was close to as a young man, Joe Higgs. A lot of people don't know he was really a part of a group, Higgs and Wilson. Wilson, a lot of times didn't show up for the shows that we did. So Joe Higgs didn't let that stop him. He just continued singing. And Joe also was like a mentor to Bob Marley. Yes, and a lot of singers of that era down in Trenchtown, he used to have classes for these young singers. Yeah, I'm telling you. Joe was very close to Carlos Malcolm as well. He learned a lot of music from Carlos and how to conduct and the voicing of the singers and all that. So he took it right back to his home and taught all these singers coming up went to Joe Higgs School of Music. So let's play with Joe Higgs now. I remember him very well. Such a nice, pleasant person.
I'm the song that my enemies sing.
Mr. Joe Higgs. That song demonstrates a couple of different things. One is the philosophical approach that Joe had to life. He was always looking at things and analyzing them, you know, not just getting angry or getting happy, but going deeper into his thoughts were always deep. On the musical side now, it showed the crossover, the chords, the progression was a standard R&B progression, but he had the ska rhythm to it. So that was the start of the conversion of the music. I didn't analyze it that way when I was young, but now I look back and I say, wow, that's what was happening. Now we have another young man that is a whole family of artists. This is Alton Ellis. You remember his sister, Hortense Ellis? And he had another brother that played the steel pan. It was a whole family of musicians. So let's give a listen to Alton Ellis now.
I'm still in love with you,
Alton Ellis. Well, we still have on the line Dr. Ev.
One of my favorite songs, and I will tell you, our show in Hampton, Chesapeake Bay Reggae Fest, we'll be having the other version of that by Miss Marcia Akins coming up on May 20th and 21st.
Very good, very good. I will try to be there.
I remember that song really, really. I mean, it became an anthem definitely in the early or late 80s. Early 80s when that song came out. It was just absolutely a smash hit.
Yes, I remember it too. And while we're there, I want to, you know, I've been playing a lot of men. We got to remember there were women, as I said, Alton Ellis, I remember. There were beautiful women singing lovely songs at the time, too. And one of the forerunners of all these women was a lady called Phyllis Dillon. She's going to sing so, the way I'm feeling right now. CRS Radio, you're listening to the show Sky's Back, sponsored by Ska Jam, a really good band in South Florida that plays ska music. And this is your host, Fred Campbell. We have a caller from 954. Hello, caller from 954.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you? Are you enjoying the show?
You know, I just call in to see if you were on here because I called a few times at different nights and I didn't hear it. It says you won't have any show until the next 24 hours. I got to apologize for that.
We had some technical difficulties. And so I had to, I'm Jamaican, man. I get over those things.
All right. So what I would like to know now is, do you have a set schedule for the week that you have?
I am only on Fridays at 8 o'clock, but the CRS Radio produces other shows. So you have other shows on Wednesdays and Tuesdays, and On Tuesdays, you have Castro. On Wednesdays, you have Hopeton Brown.
You say you are on Friday?
Friday at 8 o'clock.
Friday at 8 o'clock. Okay.
Yeah.
And the next day?
Mm-hmm. On Wednesdays, Hopeton Brown is on at 9 o'clock.
On Wednesday, he comes on Hopeton at 9?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There's a show on Tuesdays at also at 8 o'clock.
Tuesday.
Tuesday
at 8 o'clock, too. Okay.
That's the host there is Alfonso Castro.
That's Castro.
Yes, everybody knows.
All right, your name is? You are who?
I'm Freddie Campbell. I used to play with Carlos Malcolm, and before that I was with Keith Chin and the Souvenirs. You remember that band?
That's
okay. Going way back, man.
Okay, so you're Fred Campbell, and the Tuesday guy is?
Alfonso Castro.
Castro, all right. Okay, yeah. All right. And then the Wednesday man is
Hopeton.
Okay.
Yeah, Hopeton. He's been on for a long time. He has a great following.
I know.
And yeah.
I know.
I'm just starting out. So.
Oh, you're just starting out. All right. So we have 3 days, right? You're 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days
Three days that you know. Okay, I see. Oh, there was another guy that sounded American. I think he said he was American. He was on with some friends. I don't remember which night I used to hear him, but he probably no longer there.
Well, I don't know of him, but
you say you're just coming on, so maybe you took his place. Yeah, well, of course, I am usually called Apple Pie.
Apple Pie, okay.
But it's a login name. It's not my...
I realize that.
Yeah, but I'm Tim. Otherwise, I'm Tim.
Okay, I prefer Apple Pie. That has some... special meaning to it, you know?
Okay, all right. You can call me Apple Pie. You know, I guess somehow it seemed like to me it has a feminine connotation.
No. Don't think of it that way. Cool.
Some people might think about it that way. I don't
apple
want anybody.
Apple Pie means it's sweet. Means you're sweet.
Yeah, sweet. Well, you know,
and
usually
the
women
are sweet on you.
women are considered sweet in this culture. You know.
Yes. I know.
I am a regular to the station. I haven't called in a while, but this is a favorite station of mine.
I'm happy to hear that, and I'm going to do everything to make it remain that way.
Well, that's nice. So, is this your first night, or you?
No, it's actually my second night. And
oh,
I'm having growing pains, believe me.
wonderful. Well,
so, yeah.
I know that you have quite a bit of listener out there that is ready to give you their attention, you know.
Yes, I would love to. I think they're just giving me a little honeymoon period, you know. They're letting me get accustomed to what I'm doing, you know, and knowing how to work the board and to, you know.
As soon as they think I'm ready, they're
going to hit me.
Pardon? You have a great teacher, right? You have a great teacher.
Yes. Definitely, Dr. Eve.
Yeah. But she doesn't do any shows herself anymore?
She usually does this show. She's out of town now.
Oh, I see.
On business. So I started by filling in for her, and she said, you know, Fred, you sounded pretty good. You want to keep that spot? So, you know, I'm addicted, you know. I got a taste of it and say, ooh, I got to have more.
So, you used to be DJing in Jamaica?
No, never DJed. I was a musician.
Oh, just a musician.
Yes, I played drums for Carlos and for Keith Chin and for Ernest Ranglin and for Leslie Butler. I've been around. I traveled a lot and everything. Then I went to school, went to college, and I studied music and under the guidance of Mr. Malcolm himself, I learned to write. And so I write for a couple of bands along town.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You call off a name there that is, impressionable to me. I don't know this gentleman in person, but from I was growing up a youngster in Jamaica, he was the most revered guitarist in Jamaica, at least. And Ernie Franklin. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's officially retired now.
He retired now.
Yes. He says he's retired. I don't believe it, but
he has done so well. He's memorable, at least in my mind. He's memorable. And when I was in Jamaica, I didn't know of anybody else that played better than him. But since I migrated, and then there's a host of professional players in the United States. I mean, compared to just this little box in Jamaica, we are a few people, So, but now how I would rate him among the great guitarists, I would have to go and really check it out. But
well, let me tell you, at one time in the '80s. He was rated in the world as number 3.
As number 3. Okay. Well, I tell you, I don't hear anybody play his style melody. He's one in his class.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Anytime. As far as he being a lead soloist guitarist, I think his lead picking is probably not as versatile as Chet Atkins, who I find to be like the guy who played guitar, than anybody else I know in the world. And he's an arranger, and his style of playing, like a real soloist, definitely, in just about any genre he plays. And what I like about his playing is that he's very diverse. Like, if he's playing one tune, he plays it in, like, about three different dimensions. You know what I mean? Now, the reason why I'm contrasting him, with Ernie, is as a backup artist, he is good. Mm-hmm. And anytime I hear, a tune with Ernie, I know it, because his melody is something that I have never heard anybody else play.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's a great
backup. And I can tell you, he's super good.
Absolutely.
I have worked with him for years, and each night he did something different. You know, he always had something to hold your attention. That's when you know someone is really
His playing is very attractive, and it's melody, It is. And like I say, all the time, I didn't know anybody that they say play professional that was better than him. But it's not until I start to listen to, you know, many other talents that, you know, kind of draw my my attention away from just Ernie Ranglin, who was the number one as far as I'm concerned.
Well, listen, Mr. Popeye, I must say it is a pleasure speaking with you. I only have a minute left on on my time. So, but I look forward to hearing from you again. Definitely.
Absolutely. I used to be a presenter on the station, you know, I mean, about four or so years ago, you know.
Right.
So,
well, you might want to come back. Yeah, come back home, baby.
well, I was on there like about maybe about a year ago too, you know, and then I left, and you know, just do Blog Talk, you know, as the man I call Cosmic Philosopher. So, but I long to I know Dr. Ev is a current listener, you know, over my place there. And, of course, I always like to hear when she is on doing music, because she plays some of the, you know, like the songs them that I love to hear.
Yes. Sorry, it's time to go. I am there.
All right, my friend.
Control.
So, all right. I will call you again, man, and chat with you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, wonderful. And good luck.
Thanks.